Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I believe Josh has the pee today, and I love this story.
You bet I do. Talk about nostalgia. Kellogg's is bringing back toys in their cereal boxes.
Yes!
For
yes!
the first time in over a decade.
They're great.
Why did they stop?
Like, first of all, that's the dumbest thing ever that they stopped. I remember, obviously, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I remember when they did a promotion for like Star Wars Episode 2 or 3. I can't remember back in the day. But it was these free lightsaber spoons that came with whatever cereal you got. And I still have them to this day.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much they meant to me. And so they are teaming up with Toy Story 5. Toy Story 5 is dropping June 19th this year. And in honor of that, you're getting Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Wendy, I believe is her name.
Yeah,
yeah, Wendy, spoons. They're getting these free toy spoons in the boxes now. And I love this.
I got a Woody.
The nostalgia factor.
Way to make it weird.
I already got one.
I know.
I wanted Buzz.
Cereal box for that.
I love this so much that they're doing this again.
I grew up with three sisters and a brother, and so we fought over that toy every time we got a new box of cereal. But it was like, you looked forward to that.
And
you know?
Katie and I grew up in a different time, so we had cereal boxes in the 80s with the toys, which was like legit things. Like, you could get like a switchblade in one of them.
Well,
you know?
Like an actual toy, though.
Yeah.
Like the toys
were legit.
Few of
them had like puppies in it.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. For you guys, were your toys just on top of the cereal,
no,
or was it in the cereal itself?
They always settled at the bottom.
Yeah, it was in the bottom.
That is
you
so cool.
You had to tip it sideways to try to find it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
You used to get a pack of razor blades.
For a while, my mom and dad were like, whoever's bowl the toy falls out in, that's who gets it. And so that's how they tried to do it for a while. No, it wasn't.
Because
then you're like pouring like the biggest bowl of cereal ever, right? You're like, no, not yet. Like, so they didn't think that through. But man, I miss those days. I'm glad they're bringing them back.
I can remember the two best prizes in the 80s/90s. One was a little submarine that you filled with like baking soda and vinegar and you put it underwater, and when it bubbled, it like went.
Yes.
So that was really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you remember those like little sticky octopuses, Katie?
Yes.
It was like you ripped it open. It was like an octopus. The whole thing was sticky.
Yeah.
And you throw it against the wall,
It
would like just murp down the wall.
Come down the wall. Yeah.
Yep.
That's your favorite, like, huh?
Those were really good. And then
it was a different time, Josh.
And then every now and then they'd slide in a copy of Playboy or something.
There you go.
This one's for the daddy.
Daddy loves his honey smacks.
His cornflakes, honey smacks?
That's funny.
Dear, pass the honey smacks. I believe the new issue's in there.
Anyway, you can start finding these toys in Kellogg's April 26th, so coming up here.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
All right, I got the minus. There's a story out this morning talking about you should never put your delivery packages on your kitchen tables, dining room tables, and it doesn't have anything to do with clutter because it's something worse, you guys. It's bugs. They say cardboard is basically just a hotel for insects. It traps moisture, has tiny little hiding spots, and it can pick up a lot of little hitchhikers during shipping.
Well, and they like the glue, right?
Ants love glue.
Yeah,
we're talking ants, beetles, moths, cockroaches even can get into these boxes. And they don't always stay in the box. So once those packages get brought inside your house, you're setting them on your kitchen counters, your kitchen tables, or whatever, then all these bugs are leaving the packages. And then all of a sudden, they're in your fruits and vegetables, in your cereal boxes. So they're saying what you should do, which nobody does, is open these packages somewhere where you clean regularly, or you just open them outside and then bring your products in. But why wouldn't they just hitchhike on your products, too?
I know. Like, it seems like they'll find a way, right?
Yeah. I try not to put this kind of stuff on my tables just in general, because if you think about the transit process in general,
I know.
Warehouse to these trucks to, you know, they've got who knows what on these boxes. It's a lot like knickknack. Do you do this, Katie? She doesn't put her purse on tables.
Yeah, I try not to put it on tables or the floor. Like, yeah, absolutely.
She puts it on the floor.
I hang it.
Oh, you hang
things.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, her thought process is, you know, you set it on the floor at a restaurant or at the office or whatever. So whatever you have on the floor,
well,
you're
if you
now
put it on the floor, you're poor. You can't put your purse on the floor, you're poor. That's the thing,
actually.
Is that
how it is?
That's the thing. Yeah. Don't put your purse on the floor, you're poor. So you have to keep it up.
I married a hobo.
You can't put it on the floor, you poor.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
My little sweet hobo.
I know. Tell her you can't put it on the floor. I love how your thought process stopped.
Wait a minute. I've never heard that saying.
Wait a minute.
Women have like hooks in their purse all the time.
Yeah, I've seen those purses. You can hang them. Yeah.
Yeah. She's in the
restrooms everywhere, putting it on the floor.
No.
I guess. Probably doing lines of cocaine off the toilet or something. I don't know.
Now that you know you married a hobo.
Learning a lot about knickknack this morning.
Poor Jeremy.
I love you, hobo. All right, what's the interesting?
Okay. So Nikki Glaser, she's set to host the Golden Globes again for 2027 because she's doing such an awesome job. So this will be her third time hosting when they bring her back. She is pretty dang funny, too. So she was on The Tonight Show this week, and she revealed that when she does roast celebrities and they take it well, she'll send them flowers as a thank you because she's like, hey, you're allowing me to continue to do this, right? So it's really nice of her. But remember when she made fun of Leonardo DiCaprio and how he has super young girlfriends, right? But also, she said the reason why that's the only joke anybody makes is because that's the only thing we know about you. Remember, she said the most in-depth interview you've ever done was a Teen Beat where you said your favorite meal was pasta, pasta, and more pasta. And I mean, the laughs that that got, people were talking about it forever. But the funny part about that is Leo was a good sport about it, so he got his flowers, right? And so far, he is the only celebrity who has sent something back to Nikki, and it is pretty funny.
He sent me 3 baskets of pasta as a thank you. He sent me pasta. So
that's
funny.
That's a good dude.
So good.
That's funny.
And part of me was like, does Leo want to smash? Like, I was like, all right.
All right.
No, Nikki, you're too old.
Wow.
Sorry.
I know. Exactly. Wow. You are way past.
You're way too old, honey.
She is hilarious and definitely interesting. So there you go.
There you go, guys. That's great. That's your PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.